ladies and gentlemen, it is start time. Are you ready for start time? Thank you, and thank you very kindly. It is indeed a great pleasure to present to you at this particular time, national and international known as the hardest working man in show business.
Call me the hound.
Oh!
Who's that I see walking?
Thank you. Meanwhile, back in the States.
Indeed. It says the Hound, and we're back. Once again. Why does it sound weird in here? Are we not loud enough or something? It sounds different. Anyway, a little first surf of the year, I guess, for our instrumental set today. That was the Pyramids with Pyramid Stomp. Counting backwards, Dave and the Customs with Alibaba, the Renegades with Exotic, the Barbersonics with Dragways, and we opened up with Dick Dale and Jungle Fever. Andy the Bartender's here.
Yes, he's here.
Where'd he go? Anyway, what are we going to do today? We're going to play a lot of records because I have little to say. I forgot my entire news folder. Denois is out. Everybody's out. El Bruce's over at the Mojo Guitar Shop, so it's okay to shoplift. Tell them it's for the Hound. You know, there's nothing going on. It's summer. Everybody's probably out of the house.
Everybody's probably surfing.
The best weather of the week, you can count on the nicest weather of the week, always occurring from 3 to 6 on Saturdays. When I'm locked in a bunker. Although we have two 45 spindles today, and we got a big pile of 45s, and that's what we're going to do. We're going to play records, and then maybe we'll even think of something to say eventually. But
I got it.
Kick it off. I got this one back. This is going to be on the next Big Itch album on the Norton label, I believe.
Ooh, Orange Peel.
Yes, and this exact copy, in fact. There it is. Orange Peel. Everybody's favorite.
Come out at night. Buggers, queens, fairies, dopers, junkies, sick, venal. Someday a real rain will come and wash all this scum off the streets.
And fix you something to eat before I go to work. I even brush your teeth. I come back in the evening, you're still in bed, got a rag tied around your head. Oh, beef, what you gonna do? I'm sick and tired fooling around with you. This is my last time telling you to change your ways. I'm telling you, baby, I mean what I said. Last time telling you to stop that jive, or you'll find yourself outside. Oh, baby, what you gonna do? I'm sick and tired you. I'm sick and tired of fooling around with you. I get up in the morning, fix you something to eat. Before I go to work, I even brush your teeth. I come back in the evening, you're still in bed. Got a rag tied around your head, oh babe. What you gonna do? I'm sick and tired fooling around with you. Oh babe, what you gonna do?
Talking to me? You talking to me? You talking to me? Well, then who the hell else are you talking to? Talking to me? Well, I'm the only one here.
Chiklunga! Chiklunga! Get your mama lawyer! Get your cool!
Dickalunga, 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 dickalunga. Get your mama law, get your coo. I can't go away making love to you. Dickalunga, dickalunga, dickalunga. Get your mama law, get your coo. I can't go away, brings up on you. Rio said, long and an easy hat to you. And you were to me crazy talk.
Dickalunga, dickalunga.
A great talk like this made history. A dickalunga, dickalunga. A dickalunga, dickalunga. Teach your mama law, teach your coo. A ball seat quick and say to you. Juliet said to Romeo, same old thing now. Go, 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 great talk.
Dickalunga, dickalunga.
Great talk.
Teach your mama law, teach your coo.
Made history. A dickalunga, dickalunga. A dickalunga, dickalunga. Teach your mama law, teach your coo. Found a way to get through to you. Well, teach your mama law, teach your coo. Found a way of getting through to you.
Dickalunga, dickalunga. Teach your mama law, teach your coo. Dickalunga!
Who do you think you're talking to? Listen, you screwheads. Here's a man who would not take it anymore. A man who stood up against the scum, the dogs, the filth. Here is someone who stood up.
Crazy about you, baby. What I think you're driving me.
This year's one I got a lot of requests for, but I'm gonna do it anyway. Okay.
Well, if you like living and if you like dying, I don't know. I guess I'm all meant to be. Once I was happy, had lots of money, had lots of women to call me honey. I don't know. I guess I'm all meant to. What you do, and I don't know what to say. Well, I don't know what you do since my girl went away. Oh, I feel like laughing, and I feel like crying. Well, I feel like leaving, and I feel like dying. I don't know, I guess I'm all messed up. And God would die. With all I got is a weary mind. I don't know. I guess I'm all messed up. Well, I don't know what you do, and I don't know what to say. Well, I don't know what you do since my girl went away. Cause I feel like laughing, and I feel like crying. Well, I feel like leaving, and I feel like dying. I don't know, I guess I'm all messed up.
This is a hit!
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
Yep. This is the Hound. Right. WFMU, East Orange. And waking myself up here. That was the Midnights, as it says on the label, not to be confused with the Midnighters. Annie pulled a humbug. Oh, counting backwards, Jess Hooper by request with All Messed Up. That's not Charlie Feathers, as the person who requested it insisted. Honest. Huey and Jerry with I Think You're Jiving Me. That's Huey Smith on that one. The Loafers with Crazy Talk. 45 found right out on the street in New York City. Fats Domino with Sick and Tired. And we open up with the Rockefellers and Orange Peel. I'm supposed to say hi to Eddie Mess, Bean, and Weezer. Hi, Weezer. And what are we doing? I'm loud and lonesome here right now. Andy's out on an errand, and everybody else is having outside, got the week off. I guess we could do a little bit of news. From the Jerry Lee Lewis desk, Jerry hasn't changed with age. The legendary rocker who has had six wives, including his 13-year-old cousin, Myra, so if you didn't know, still has designs on Lisa Marie Presley, who just had a daughter. Does anybody know what they named the kid? We have a contest going about this. I believe her name was not Bunny, which was my choice if it was a girl. Anyway, this is a quote from Jerry Lee in the paper today. As a matter of fact, Lisa Marie could very well be my next wife, the man called Killer told Fame magazine. Pressed on when this might take place, he said, in this damn century, would you believe this year? Asked how his current wife, Carrie, would feel about the problem, he said, that's her problem. I never promised her a rose garden. Sounds like a song you might have the beginnings of there, Killer. Anyway, there's also some Elvis news, but more Elvis sightings. This Gail Brewer Giorgio, who wrote this stupid book, they actually sent me a promo of it with the little cassette, Is Elvis Alive? Claims Elvis is living on an 80-acre horse farm on a 13-acre lake in rural Alabama, the author told Page Six's Billy Heller. And one of the guys in Alabama claims he had an Elvis sighting, too. I don't know where it was. In Vegas. And we had a listener send a postcard from Scotland of a guy in a little kilt with some bagpipes that looked exactly like Elvis. And I believe Elvis is marching around Scotland right now with playing bagpipes. Anyway, I'm still not awake. You know, we had a lot of requests for Soul Caboose, so we're going to bring it back this week and kick it off. Big request item, Otis.
Hey!
Hey!
On the chain gang, she busts the bricks now. She stood awake in the heart. Shouting at my lover. Well, nobody's gonna set him down. The preacher and the deacon are praying one day. Along come a bear coming down that way. The preacher told the deacon to say a prayer. He said, Lord, a prayer won't kill it, bear. I got to make it, baby. Shouting at my lover. I got to run for.
Hello, folks. This is Hank Ballard of Hank Ballard and the Midnighters, and you're listening to The Hound, WFMU, East Orange, 91.1 on your dial. And if you change that dial, I will break your fingers.
This is a hit!
One day, 24 hours,
hear what I say. Bring them all out. A two and a four. A two and a four. A two and a four. Makes 24. 24 hours. Baby, I don't know why I love you. I don't know why I feel this way. Oh, I don't know why I love you. Don't know why I feel this way. But I think about you, baby, 24 hours out a day. My days are nights and lonely. I need your loving every day. Oh, my days are nights and lonely. I need your loving every day. And I think about you, baby, 24 hours out a day. 5 o'clock in the early evening to 6 o'clock in the early morning, I can squeeze you with all of my might, and I can love you till the broad daylight. Baby, I don't know why I love you. I don't know why I feel this way. Baby, I don't know why I love you. I don't know why I feel this way.
Always that rotten tune. Following me around, beating in my head, never letting up.
That's life. Whichever way you turn, fate sticks out a foot to trip you.
Oh, do you know what it means to be emulsified now? Yeah. I want to tell you this story about being emulsified.
Yeah.
It goes something like this. Hey. My baby's a real gold chick.
Emulsified.
When she calls me, I'm on to a quick.
Emulsified.
When my baby holds me tight, don't you know I get emulsified? Yes, I do. You know it's true.
Emulsified.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Emulsified.
I'm going crazy because I love my baby so. Never, never will I let her go. Squeeze me and hold me tight. Don't you know I get emulsified? Every day, any old way. Yeah. I'll be the girl for you, baby. I'll tell her all the world I do. Hey, please, baby. I don't want nobody but you. Woo! Come back, baby, give me one more chance. I wanna make up a new romance. Squeeze me and hold me tight.
Don't you know? Yeah, yeah. All right.
And meanwhile, back in the States.
Yep, this is the Hound. This is WFMU East Orange. That's Soul Caboose. Those of you who woke up too late for Soul Train. Those are Rex Garvin with Emulsified. Kind of a spur. We had a request for "Oh My Liddy" by J.J. Jackson, but some genius DJ here at WFMU took the Juke Blockbuster LP, which that is on, and left their own copy of the At the Party album, which we already have at the station, in the sleeve. So whoever played that, somebody's out there looking your At the Party sleeve at home, one of you FMU DJs, and you'll find the Juke Blockbuster album and bring it back to the station. Andy the bartender's back. With batteries. Oh, great. Now I can cue up my little cassette thing here. Counting backwards, they heard Ernie Cado with Taint It the Truth, The Vibrations, My Gal Sloopy, Hank Ballard with the James Brown Band, and It's Love 24 Hours a Day. We open up with Otis Redding and Shout Bama Lama. I'm sick of that one. We get a lot of requests for it, though, so what can we do? Anyway, things to renounce. There ain't really a whole hell of a lot to do, especially tonight. Let's see. Next Friday night, this is the big announcement, I guess, would be Wild Girls Go-Go-Rama.
Go-Go-Rama.
A shake and shimmy show of shows at Coney Island. 20 fabulous go-go babes with names like Pebbles, Biz, Myra, Amber, Kimona. Oh, I think I know Kimona. Hmm. That's the Soho Slasher.
I met Carol last night. Boy, was she something.
Oh, yeah? You like Carol?
Yeah.
Anyway, starts at 10 p.m. this next Friday. $5 to get in. It's out at the boardwalk on Coney Island at West 12th Street. Take the B, D, F, and N train. Go there. You can call. And 2 weeks from today, Ronnie Dawson, the Blonde Bomber, will be here for his third return appearance.
Action packed.
Yep. Mr. Rockin' Bones himself. He'll be at Maxwell's that night also. I think Jack Starr is coming back too. He was great. What a guy. We have anything else to announce? There's an FMU benefit coming up somewhere. Oh, the Devil Dogs and the Arbuckles at the Strip tonight. The Devil Dogs are what's left of the Rat Bastards. Where's the FMU benefit information? You probably didn't want to go to that anyway. I don't know. Do I want to go to that? Yeah, I'll go. Well, I don't know. Tonight I work. I don't. I just lost everything. Anyway. We have any more news? Nah, we'll save that for later. We have any more announcements? No. We have more records? Plenty of them.
Lots of records.
Yep. What have we got queued up? A good one here by Smiley Lewis. What are you doing there, Andy? Chewing potato chips?
Mm-hmm. Plastic, my favorite.
What do you got, cassettes?
Yeah.
What are you going to do with them?
Ooh, I don't know. Just record
what do you
things.
Got?
Cheap cassettes.
Ooh, the new Tone Lock. Let's hear it in its entirety. Bought this in downtown East Orange?
Uh-huh.
Wow, thing.
I drove all the way to Compton for that.
Yes. Anyway, okay, Smiley Lewis, where is he?
Screw your dead homeboys.
Don't say that in this town, please.
Damn. You're not as dumb as you look. Way out, man. See what I mean? Adam and Eve sitting on the rock. Adam told Eve, let me wind your clock, cause I can't stop it.
I can't stop it.
I can't stop it. No, I can't stop loving you. She said, Daddy, hold me, please don't move. Everything's fine, cause you're dead in the groove. I can't stop it.
I can't stop it.
I can't stop it.
I can't stop it.
No, I can't stop it. Can't stop loving you. She said, look here, Daddy, that's number two. What in the world are you trying to do? Cause I can't stop it.
I can't stop it.
No, I can't stop it. Can't stop loving you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. I can't stop it. Make love. clock, cause I can't stop it.
I can't stop it.
I can't stop it.
I can't stop it.
I can't stop it. Since I'm loving you. Adam and Eve sitting on the rock. Adam told Eve, let me wind your clock, cause I can't stop it.
And now I'd like you to be community audition number 2 from Waltham, Massachusetts. This is Ronald Robbins. And there he is right there in his multicolored shirt. That's a gasser of a shirt. Ron, how old are you?
17.
Mm-hmm. Are you a Presley fan? You're going to do a Heartbreak Hotel song. That was his, that was his first hit.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, if you could make half the money, you could buy the station and have your own show, Ron. All right, here's community audition number 2 doing, it was Heartbreak Hotel, wasn't it?
Right.
Yeah. Here from Waltham is Ron Robbins.
Well, since my baby left, I found a new place to dwell. It's down at the end of the lonely street. That's my baby. Well, I get so lonely, baby. I get so lonely. I get so lonely. Well, though it's always crowded, I can still find some room. We're broken hearted lovers, fly away the lonesome room. I get so lonely, baby. I get so lonely. I get so lonely. I get so lonely. Well, that's quick dressed and black. They never gonna get back. I told them once and twice, baby, but they never gonna get back. I get so lonely, baby. I get so lonely. I get so lonely. Well, if your baby leaves you and you got a tale to tell, just tell him I take a walk, I'm on the street. I break hotel, I get so lonely, baby. I get so lonely, I get so lonely. Well, if your baby leaves you and you got a tale to tell, just take a walk down on the street. I break hotel, I get so lonely, baby. I get so lonely, I get so lonely, I get so lonely.
What's the name?
could as well, and so can you.
Say, babies, get in on what's happening. Here's an item that's always groovy. It's not gonna wear out, it's not gonna be out. It's gonna be in, be in. Where it to be ends, where it to love ends, where it to turn ends. Your Nazi helmet is factory fresh and comes with a choice of personalized decals made of the finest organic plastic. This item will never become obsolete. Kids, get your own helmet club. Plan secret meetings. Wear your helmets to school. Compare your genuine now helmet to Dad's old one. Guarantee complete protection in all demonstrations. Hey, kids, get up tight with your out-of-sight Nazi helmet today.
Good night.
Men dead from an overdose of sexual activity. Imagine a town that became a beehive of sexual frenzy. Imagine ordinary housewives turned into lusting, wanton, sex-filled creatures.
Bing, bang, boom, boom, ka-bam, boom. Bing, bang, bam, boom. Bing, bang, bam, boom. Bing, bang, bam, boom. Bing, bang, bam, boom. Bing, bang, boom, boom, ka-bam, boom. Leave that pimp, leave that house.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
Yep, this is The Hound, and this is WFMU East Orange. By the way, don't you know, what have you. That was Don and Dewey with Bim Bam.
Bam, bam.
Counting backwards, Freddie and the Hitchhikers with Sinner. Elwood James with Arkansas Jane from the Bo Did It album. Evidently, the fabulous cover of that album is scaring off the buyers. Don't be afraid of the cover. He's a friendly fella, and it's a good record. Ronald Robbins with Heartbreak Hotel. That's from the Next Big Itch album. And I thank Zeno for sending me that great tape. Smiley Lewis with Can't Stop Loving You opened it up. And, you know, I don't know. We don't have anything to say, but no one's listening anyway.
Mm-hmm.
It's beautiful. But we have a captive audience. We know who's listening. I know. Billy Miller called. He's listening. The good folks building the new FMU studio, they're listening.
Good for them.
Our captive audience. And let's have a big hand for them. There's a...
Yeah.
All summer long, they're out there building our house. What a great bunch of people. And then there's Eddie Mess, Bean, and Weezer. We know they're listening. And Dee Dee up at Rolling Stone is listening.
Where it's been, wherever
so,
she works.
Yeah, wherever. Oh, yeah, and we got another request for Orange Peel, which we played already, but you know what?
Or Orange Zest.
It's because 10% of our listening audience, or one of the 10 people listening, requested it, we might as well play it again.
Let's do it again.
Let's do it again. We got any more things to run? I'll go through the announcements again. Wild Girls, Go-Go-Rama, 20 Buxotics, shimming and shaking and doing all that hot weather.
Hot beach stuff.
Yeah. And yes, there is the same picture of Wild Girls' butt as last year on the poster.
Mm-hmm.
And that's...
fresh as ever.
Live mixing DJ, Tone. Mm. I guess that's Antone.
No.
$5, and you can call 718-372-5159 for more information.
Mm-hmm. Have your credit card ready.
I still can't find the little thing on the FMU benefit, so I don't know when it is. What's left of the Rat Bastards, and what are they called again now? The Devil Dogs and the Arbuckles at the Strip tonight.
That's on 14th Street between 7th and 8th Avenue.
Right. Nick Ray double feature down at the Film Forum. Johnny Guitar and, the Lusty Men.
Dusty movies.
Lusty Men is really great.
Yeah.
Oh, here it is. The WFMU benefit at Maxwell's. Thursday, June 15th. Six staff bands for $6. The Sea Monkeys, that's Dave the Spaz's band. Layla's band, Jolly Ramey. Chris T's band, Wrench. Laurie S's band, Crave. Frank O'Toole's band Speed the Plow. Bill Berger's band Uncle Wiggly. I imagine they're whimsical. it says here, meet WFMU staff members and other listeners. Get some noise in your ears. Pin the tail on the station manager with a hammer and nails.
A spike.
Let's see. What else is going on? Thursday, they're showing the Wild Bunch in CinemaScope at the Film Forum.
Yes.
That's about it. I don't know. Oh, the Luna Chicks and the Reverb Mofos over at CB's tonight. Back to more records. What do we got queued up? Black Diamond, not Kiss, the Jaguars.
A Black Diamond, Black Diamond. Black diamond, 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 black diam
remember, for real enjoyment, all you have to do is pop a cap.
Wow. Then take a nice long sip.
Boy, that stuff is really here. Aaron Brew 1002, the brand new beer.
When you're thirsty.
How about it, folks? Pop a cap and live it up as we enjoy your favorite blues and rhythm records.
Baby, you got a hex on me. Must be they know which friend, cause I'm under spell, they don't know where. Might have known it's bad to have done it, got to get the head on. What far did you do? Dust all around my head. Put that love call in my shoes, and I can't make that a blue pill. Well, if you leave me, baby, I won't be the same. But just change your mind and I'll be a man. If you do, I'll be true. Got to get the hex off me. Got a hex on me.
This year's one I've got a lot of requests for, but we'll do it anyway. Okay. We'll be right back.
piece of cornmeal. I thought I was your man, but I wound up in the garbage can.
Listen to the sounds of hell.
Talking about that thing they call a natural fact. It's sweeping the nation. That thing, a bacon fat. The record is selling, but the dance is kind of slow. So me and my boys gonna show you how it goes. It goes. Do it good, children, do it good. I got mercy. Throw me out in the alley now. Way down where the kangaroos talk. Yeah, do it good, cause that's what they say you are. Now after you take your left leg and move it back slow, you wiggle your hips and then you go down low. Wind up twice and come up with a bump. Then you clap your hands and give a little jump. It goes. Do it good, chillin'. God mercy. Then you go. Get your hands out of them greens, boy. Shoot daddy down the peas. Then you go. Yeah. Play that music, boy. Play that music. Way down low. Now after you take your left leg, I say, and I'll take it down low. You wiggle your hips and then you go down low. Now you wind up twice and you come up with a bump. Then you clap your hands, chillin', and give a little jump and go. Ah, do it good, chillin', do it good. Yeah, help yourself there. Put me way down in the alley. Down where they say you are, with a kangaroo talk. Then you go, yeah. Oh, God mercy. God mercy. Do it good now.
And next week will be not Brotherhood Week, but Anti-White Week.
Talk about. Well, you're passing and you got.
sadness, no matter they can't repeat. Don't be so bold and you won't get your business out. If you don't be so bold and you won't get your business out, then you won't give your neighbors nothing to talk about. Like the stream of water, the news has got to go. Like the stream of secret won't be the same no more.
And meanwhile, back in the States.
Yep, this is the Hound. I bet you were wondering how they were going to end that song, huh? Anyway, that was Eddie Shuler, kind of a musicianly guy there with nothing to talk about. I heard that. Counting backwards, the Poets with Vowels of Love. Some sweet pismotology for you all. Little Eddie and the $5 with How Do You Do the Bacon Fat. Renee Hall with Twitchy. The Rockefellers for the second time today with Orange Peel by Bequest. The Moroccos with The Hex. And we open up with the Jaguars and Black Diamond. Those of you listening in stereo, go stand next to your left speaker for a second. Check this out. The echo is only in your left speaker. Reprocessed mono. Or as we call it, reverbo. Learning to play the headphones.
Eerie, ain't it, folks?
Yeah, as if we have nothing better to do. You know, getting back to the news. I guess they started shooting in China today.
Ooh, yeah, they're shooting them down.
Yeah, they marched in there. You want to show the folks? Hold that up to the microphone there. Radio Psych Gag.
Okay.
Andy got this really great book you know, Ohio last week.
Mm-hmm. 50 cents.
Yep. And it is. Hold it up so I can see it.
Okay.
Here. The sixth report of the Un-American Activities in California, 1951, report of the Senate Fact-Finding Committee on Un-American Activities to the 1951 regular California Legislature, Sacramento, 1951. Okay, that's pretty cool in itself, but
it's autographed
July 1954. My best wishes to a loyal American, Francis Beaver, from Joe McCarthy.
Mm-hmm.
There you go, folks.
Jolton Joe.
Collector's item.
Be a commie, go to jail.
Yep. Oh, also in the news, Chili Bang Bang Going Bye Bye distributor says...
Chili Bang Bang.
Chili Bang Bang, a fruit drink packaged in a plastic... I like this, a plastic toy gun. Self-destructed Thursday as a distributor stopped shipping it, the controversial product, after complaints from mothers in New York and Pennsylvania. The complaints concern the appropriateness of children putting toy guns in their mouth and the product's safety. To drink the product, the tip of the barrel must be twisted off, leading to the concern the tip could be swallowed. But to drink it, what the kid would do, you know, points the gun in his mouth and squirts it.
They're biting off the barrel to open it.
Right. I guess the next step would be a shotgun, a little toy shotgun. Or
compared to the things you can put in your mouth around New York City, I think that's
to clean
safe.
Your ears with. You can point it at the side of your head.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, it's still being sold. Evidently, it is selling very well, like hotcakes, as one... spokesperson. What's the company that puts this thing out? Doesn't really say.
They should make little crack vials in the shape of guns. I think that would be appropriate.
Then they'd get confused. They'd be shooting at each other with the crack instead of their guns. It's manufactured in the Philippines, made of clear plastic, filled with fruit-flavored drink that contains no juice. And when it's empty, you can use it as a water pistol. Anyway, Senator Nicholas A. Spano, a Republican from Westchester, what else are they going to elect up in Westchester anyway?
Yeah.
Introduced legislation that would ban manufacturing or sale of food products packaged in containers shaped as firearms.
It's nice to know our legislators are hard at work on these important issues to our lifestyle, you know? Keeping those plastic Filipino guns off our streets.
Right.
Out of our babies' mouths.
My favorite news story of the week, of course, is Bill Wyman was married yesterday.
Bill who?
Bill Wyman, Grandpa on the Munsters.
Oh, yeah.
No, Grandpa on the Rolling Stones.
That's right.
Bill Wyman, Age 52. Of course, he's shedding. He's lying about his age. He's actually about 75. Married his teenage sweetheart, Mandy Smith, age 19, in a secret ceremony in England yesterday. Wyman has been dating her since she was 13, and he was pilloried by the press, it says here. His son, by his first marriage, which dissolved the year after, the year she was born, Mandy Smith. Maybe he was going out with her since she was born, because that's suspicious, his marriage. Anyway, his son, by his first marriage, is... And the bride's sister and mother were the only people at the ceremony. And his son is going out with the bride's mother, makes, if they get married, it makes Bill his own grandpa. Mm-hmm. There you go. He can live the song, his own, the Homer and Jethro song. Oh, what else is going on? The Neil Young Show, by the way, tomorrow is canceled. Or I think it's rescheduled for June 14th. Don't call here asking questions. I don't know why. Maybe he's going to go on home to get
on
an
the
amplifier.
Freeway somewhere in Santa Cruz, I think. He took a wrong turn.
You think?
Yeah.
Hmm. I wonder if we have a vibe report coming in. Should we just keep babbling and see if Roscoe's going to call in from Missouri, or should we...
Off the couch and near the phone.
Hmm. Yeah, you know, the couch victim, the couch victim thing.
Yeah, well, I don't think you can hear us in Missouri, so maybe
Let's just play a record. We may have to break into this record if we get a vibe report, but, you know, so what? Fire O Love.
Spin it.
The fire of love is burning deep. The fire of love won't let me sleep. Oh, my love, hear this my plea, because of you it's burning me. The sun beats down with its fiery glow. Knows I won't see my love no more. I'm sorry for the things I've done. Forgive me, dear, my only one. My baby's back. Once more, she's mine to have and hold till end of time. The moon shines down from up above, it's light to cool the fire of love. The fire of love. The fire of love.
Hey, what's happening, baby? What happens when that go-go guy, Elvis Presley, meets the bye-bye girl, Ann Margaret, in the fun capital of the world? What happens?
Yeah, you win.
Listen.
Come on, everybody, and snap your fingers now. Come on, everybody, and slap your hands real loud.
Does he love me most or love my rival? Does he love my rival more than me?
What happens when Elvis Presley meets Ann Margaret in the fun capital of the world? You're the winner.
Fever, Las Vegas.
And Metrocolor.
Fever, Las Vegas.
You can't lose.
Fever, Las Vegas.
Thank you.
heat. Welcome to the female jungle of women's prison, USA, where women of flesh, behind bars of iron, ache with hunger for a man, any man. For women who live to kill, now kill to live. You could get in, they'd let you do anything, anything.
Caged Heat.
A film you won't forget. In color, rated R.
Happens to Nancy.
Y'all, hey, this ain't no new dance.
Your brother, your sister, and your dad. It will drive you out your natural mind. Every day, anyway.
Will you do the Snacky Poo?
Oh, yes, you will. Oh, yes, you will.
Snacky Poo, Snacky Poo, Snacky Poo, Snacky Poo.
So good.
So good.
Follow me.
So good.
We can do the
Snacky
Poo.
The Astro Zombies, they mutilate, they torture, they kill. Spine-tingling horror, unspeakable shock, and breathless excitement will grip you as you watch living organs ripped from the bodies of voluptuous females, as beating hearts and throbbing brains are transplanted to create the Astro Zombies. Cringe in terror, scream in fright, as these skull-faced monsters strike blindly at living flesh, and the motion picture screen flows in the blood-drenched wake of the Astro Zombies. The beautiful, voluptuous, deadly, vicious Satana, a woman who would stop at nothing to gain control over the Astro Zombies, whose creed was kill, kill, kill. John Carradine as the deranged scientist, Wendell Corey as the doctor who opposes him, match wits in this bloody, sadistic, terror-filled, suspense-laden horror film of brutal mutilations and senseless killings as the Astro Zombies go berserk and threaten a city with death. Watch it and you die a thousand deaths. The Astro Zombies in color. Coming soon to your local theater.
Thank you, Lord.
In a plethora of disguises, its favorite mantle still remains sex. Violence devours all it touches, Its voracious appetite rarely fulfilled. Yet violence doesn't only destroy, it creates and molds as well. Let's examine closely then this dangerously evil creation, this new breed, encased and contained within the supple skin of woman. The softness is there, the unmistakable smell of female, the surface shiny and silken, the body yielding yet wanton. But a word of caution, handle with care and don't drop your guard. This rapacious new breed prowls both alone and in packs, operating at any level, any time, anywhere, and with anybody. Who are they? One might be your secretary, your doctor's receptionist, or a dancer in a go-go club.
And the craze that is changing the mood and the mores of people everywhere. Mondo Topless captures the basic quintessence of the movement. With movement, way out wild movement. Here, go-go girls, in and out of their environment, will be revealed to you in scenes that can only be summarized as a swinging tribute to unrestrained female anatomy. Mondo Topless is believably real in Eastman color. But unbelievable just barely describes all of Russ Meyer's discotheque discoveries. Fantastic women, fantastic dances, featuring the world's loveliest buxotics. You've only dreamed there were women like these until now. But they're real, unbelievably real in Mondo Topless. Feast your eyes on bumptious Pat Barringer. Buxotic Darlene Gray, luscious Sin Lene, delicious Darla Paris, yummy Diane Young, exciting Donna X, and bouncy Babette Bardot. Yes, for the very first time, you will hear actual on-the-spot recorded tapes consisting of sensitive comments and opinions by the very topless dancers wildly gyrating before your eyes. Pearls of wisdom based upon guarded personal experiences, all played against a backdrop of tempestuous, soul-stirring rock and roll music.
Thank you. while back in the jungle.
Yep, this is the Hound. This is WFMU, East Orange. And sorry for all those bad cues in that set, but I had Cordell Jackson on the phone, direct from Memphis. Proprietor of Moon Records and guitarist extraordinaire. She'll be in New York, I guess, in August 4th and 5th. And I guess she'll be playing at that WKCR. They're doing a country music festival in Central Park.
Sounds good.
With all kinds of really good talent. And what did we hear? That was Los Locos del Ritmo playing Peter Gunn in Spanish. They play it in Spanish. Pedro Pistoles. Counting backwards, Kip Tyler and the Flips with She's My Wish. I never get sick of that one, and I'm always glad to play it when someone requests it, and someone did, and I did. Charles Page with on his Rockin' Aces with Catwalk. The Belmars with Snacky Poo Part 2. The Fendermen with Cuckoo, and we open up with Jody Reynolds and the Fire. Oh, love. Here it is. No Vibe Report. No News. No Den. No Il Bruce. So, if nobody... maybe I can leave early. No. I don't know. What do we got? We got a, nothing to announce, right? Well, the Wild Girl Go-Go Rama. We'll keep plugging away at that one. Just like that little thing from Mondo Topless we heard. Imagine that. Wild Girls Go-Go Rama. 20 fabulous buxotics. Bubbling buxotics. Wildly gyrating before your eyes to a soul-stirring, contemptuous rock and roll music. That's Friday night out of Coney Island, the boardwalk at West 12th Street. You can call 718-372-5159.
Take the beltway to exit 6.
For more information. Is that it?
Take the beltway to exit 6.
You're right. Andy the bartender. How have the tips been?
I know where to get off. They're working in the hottest place in town. I tell you,
they got the AC cranking. Yeah, they got to get the AC thing happening
but
a little more
there.
There,
it's been happening.
Anyway, I had some good news for Roscoe when he called, but now forget it.
Baby's not yours.
If you get over near the Mojo Guitar Shop on East 12th Street, you can say hi to Il Bruce. What else is going on? I don't know. I got nothing to say. I got no news. I left my news folder home.
Play a record. Make
a nasty
comment.
Yeah, what do we got? Oh,
he's spiteful.
A listener called wanting us to comment. Oh, that is trash. Those Rock Music Awards.
Oh,
I didn't see them.
The Rock Business Awards.
Yeah, I went to a party instead. Well, you saw them, right?
Yeah, it was something. They had the Replacements came on only to say, what the hell are we doing here?
I'm sure they
came here just to say.
I'm sure they rehearsed that line a few thousand times.
Oh, yeah. That's the first thing they said. But they didn't play better than Keith Richards. He really was terrible.
Yeah.
Only because he sang.
Grandma.
And that was a big, big mistake.
Well, he sang with
gentlemen.
Tina Turner, right?
Yeah.
I actually like his voice better than I like Tina Turner's voice.
And Eric Clapton.
But I like Ike Turner's guitar playing better than I like Keith Richards' guitar playing. I don't know.
Ladies and gentlemen, rock and roll has left the building.
Yeah, a long time ago. Yeah, I mean, I don't understand what the awards were like.
They were
Eric Clapton, Best Guitarist Award. Yeah, Who cares? I mean, just geez.
MVP Award.
Best Guitar Playing on a Beer Ad, Eric Clapton.
Yeah.
What did Guns N' Roses won something, right?
They won something. The heavy metal thing.
They got their tattoos removed.
Oh, it was nice to hear that kind of stuff. It's the only time that the award shows play things like Guns N' Roses.
Here's the deal with these. You're going to see a lot more of these award shows in the future because they know they can sell advertising time for these stupid award shows. They're really cheap to produce compared to a TV movie costs like $3 or $4 million minimum to produce. An award show costs like less than $100,000. It's a cheap way to fill up time, especially in the summertime when it's repeat season. So if you have an idea for an award show, you can probably sell it to the networks. We want to give out the stupid music awards next year.
We
got a treatment.
Somebody had a best tour award.
We have a concept. What we need is $50,000, and we'll turn the concept into a treatment. Then we get like $1 million, and we turn the treatment into an idea.
And then another $500,000 for rewrites of the treatment.
Right.
There
and that can keep me out of the job market for a while.
Rewrites.
So what was the best tour?
The best tour.
How do they judge the best tour? Like by amounts of cases of VD and...
Nick, they count money.
Dead people you leave behind?
This was the feel-good award. Right. This was the serious feel-good award.
Dr. Feel-Good?
The Amnesty International Tour won, and everybody clapped, and the president of Amnesty International gets up. And
the thing is, they're complaining about people being tortured. I mean, we're being tortured, having to listen to Sting and Bruce Springsteen.
I'll tell you what bugs me is he gets up there, the president of Amnesty International, to accept the award, and he gets all righteous, and he starts talking about how we should support human rights activists.
Well, I agree with that.
Which is, no, that's cool, but it's pablum.
But try it with good music. It might work.
He's a pablum-puking liberal, which is what was going on, to borrow from Mort. And he immediately starts talking about China and the Chinese students and how we should support them.
Well, I believe in that, too.
Except they're being shot at right now. There ain't a whole lot we can do.
Completely ignores all those other little American swamps. You know, didn't talk anything about El Salvador. Didn't talk anything about Nicaragua. Didn't talk about people dying in the streets of Guatemala. We'll just ignore that stuff on national TV. And we'll talk about the Chinese students. You know,
well,
kids at the University of El Salvador are getting shot down with American guns. Don't even mention it, you know.
Well, there you go, pal. Cheap shots at easy targets, our specialty.
Amnesty International. Ooh.
But our real specialty is spinning these little 45 RPMs. Right. I got one here. It's all scratchy and
now, what has it got to do
nice
with rock anyway?
I don't know. Little Walter. Flying saucer.
Enough bile for one day.
Enough for a month.
All I want is one chance with you. All I want is one chance with you. I've been watching you all my life. You know I want you to be my wife. All I want is one chance with you. All I want is one chance with you. All I want is one chance with you. I've been around so many years, also shed so many tears. All I want is one chance with you.
Listen, folks, as if I'm not screwing up enough, I just noticed this isn't Flying Saucer. This is the flip side of Flying Saucer. So I'm going to keep true to my promise. I'm going to play Flying Saucer right now. I'm going to re-cue it. Hope I didn't screw up anybody's home tape. Ha. There it is. That's Flying Saucer. It's a better song anyway. We'll be right back.
I believe I'll do y'all's favorite song. Goes like this here.
I screwed up again. Now, the cart didn't work for some reason, and I got the wrong record on. You know, good thing it's nice weather and no one's listening.
When he died.
Now, and I'm sure you all know. If he's left, if he knew about his luck. Cause I went yesterday, and it was Grandpa's pussy. How he popped to the dick of his luck. Oh, Granddaddy's got a land. I'm sure that you all know he'd be glad if he knew about his papa. Cause I wound it that day, and there was Grandpa papa to see how his papa papa to the dick of the la la.
I wish I hadn't said that.
Oh, yeah, pretty baby. the bed. Well, I'm going down to the river to sing me blues. I can't take any more of your bad news. I'm sorry about that. Ooh, you daddy, sorry about that. Oh, yeah, pretty baby, daddy, sure sorry about that.
Meanwhile, back in the States.
Yep, this is the Hound. This is WFMU East Orange. That's Sonny Cole with Sorry About That. Counting backwards, Piano Red with Rock Me. Sidney Joe Lewis, that's actually Hard Rock Gunter with Boppin' the Grandfather's Clock. Heard the Five Peaks with You Need a Hairnet after many miscues. Wade and Dick with Bop Bop Baby. And Little Walter with Flying Saucer. And a little bit of, actually half of... Little Walter doing One Chance with You. Had to re-cue it.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, so shoot me. Anyway, you know, we're wondering where the vibe report is. You can't just sit. You got to make things happen. I know where Roscoe is. He's recording an album in Missouri. Let's see if we can't get him on the... How would we call out on here? I don't know. Backup telephone. See, if maybe we can... see. How would we do this? We put it on here, right?
Sounds
we
good.
Have a dial tone?
Okay, let's see if we can call Roscoe.
Oh, wait a second. We've got to dial 9 first. Can you? I'll pay the bill on this one. Don't worry about it. Let's see if it rings.
One ringy dingy.
One ringy dingy.
Call him when recording.
Hi, is Roscoe there?
No.
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 Uh-oh.
Would you know where he might be?
Oh, he's in transit someplace in the city.
Oh. Well, this is we're calling in to find where the vibe report is.
Beg your pardon?
Oh, we're calling in to find where the vibe report is.
Oh, I understand.
So, if you see him, you let him know we're looking for him.
Some of the other lords are here.
You're on the air, by the way.
Huh?
You're on the air. Who is this?
Oh, this is Ron Butler.
Hey, guy.
I'm the studio gopher here in Springfield, Missouri.
Well, say hi to Lou and the gang for us.
We're
and,
all here.
Have him give a vibe report.
And I will say hello.
What's the vibe in Springfield?
The vibes are good in Missouri.
The vibes are good?
Yeah.
Okay.
How's the guitar?
Well, tell everybody we said hi.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Boom. He's not there. Well, we'll just have to do without it. Anyway, what else is going on? Everything is just... This is that kind of day. We can screw up some more records, or... You know what we didn't do? We didn't do our Hillbilly Hangover or the Blues Hangover.
Oh, boy. Hillbilly Hangover.
Let's combine them and do a... we'll do them both at once. We'll go back and forth. And we'll start it off with, I guess, Slim Harpo. That's a good place to start. Already in progress.
Just been your good thing. Baby, just been your good thing, but I won't be a good thing for you no more, baby. I gave you true love. Thank you.
Your friends think I'm a devil, and baby, you are an innocent saint. But baby, I know different. Oh, darling, I know you ain't. I know that I've just been a good thing for you. Baby, I've just been your good thing. But I won't be a good thing for you no more.
And remember, for real enjoyment, all you have to do is pop a cap.
Wow. Then take a nice long sip.
Boy, that stuff is really here. Aaron Brew 1002, the brand new beer.
Well, you're thirsty.
How about it, folks? Pop a cap and live it up as we enjoy your favorite blues and rhythm records. Well,
Lord, I wish I was a catfish swimming in the sea with lots of pretty women. Lord, he fished after me. Then I'd move. Then I'd move. Then I'd move to Kansas City, honey, baby, where they don't want you. Now they call me Pretty Papa, the swellest guy in town. The women's all crazy about me, but my good gal turned me down. She done moved. She done moved. She done moved to Kansas City, honey, baby, where they don't want you. Oh, pick your blues out, baby. Now I went up on Broadway, looking down Beale, looking for the gal that they call Lucille. She done moved. She done moved. She done moved to Kansas City, honey, baby, where they don't want you. Now fooling around in Nashville, as blue as I can be, looking for that blonde that made a chump out of me. She done moved. She done moved. She done moved to Kansas City, honey, baby, where they don't want you.
Here's Ferlin Husky, popular Capitol recording star for Schlitz.
Know the real joy of good living.
Move up to quality. Move up to Schlitz.
Know the real joy of good living.
Move up to quality. Move up to Schlitz.
Schlitz, the beer that made Milwaukee famous.
Slipping and sliding like an automobile, 'cause she's a trucking little woman. Yes, man, she's a trucking little woman. Yes, man, she's a trucking little woman. woman. Yes, man, she's a trucking little woman. Yes, man, she's a trucking little woman. Why, that really ain't no doubt.
Mr. Romo, what do you mean when you say that you're hung up? When you came to the studio this morning, you were over 2 hours late, and when I asked you where you'd been, you said that you had gotten hung up.
Yes, I had been gotten hung up. That's like the all-purpose excuse, you know? If I was going to say it in English, I'd say, I know I'm late, but something very involved, it wasn't my fault, happened, and it ate into my time. Look, like I had to wait for a long-distance call or something.
Oh, is that what it was? You had to wait for a telephone call.
No, man, I did not. I got hung up. You don't understand. Look, you say hung up when you want to discourage further inquiries, you know? Hung up is a universal cop-out. It's the one excuse that can't be questioned. You know, like if you're waiting for somebody and he's late, or he doesn't show at all. And when you see him again, he says, what? He says, I'm sorry, baby, I got hung up. It takes the burden of being angry off everybody, you know? Because it wasn't anybody's fault. Like you were suddenly snatched out of wherever you were and locked into space for an hour. And there you were, yelling and screaming, and then suddenly, boom, right back into reality again. And the first words you hear are, you're late. And you say, well, I'm sorry, man, I got hung up. And the only thing to say to that is, it must have been terrible, you see?
Sorry I asked.
Yeah.
Went uptown, looking round, but you could not be found. Might as well let you go. Not your man, even though. Always take, never give. Losing my will to live. Just cause I love you so. Baby, not your man, even though. Make me say, feeling low. I can't lose, even though. Why do I love you so? Baby, you sure not your man, feeling low. Up the town, crazy me, learning slow. Baby, you're not your man, feeling low. I'm the king of all fools. Are you brave, all the rules? And let my heart take the blow. Why do I love you so? Baby, you sure got your man feeling so.
The Lord is my happening. He's where it's all at. He tricks me sweetly. He never bugs me. He says, make it, when the duds put me all down. I keep my cool, because he straights with me. Even though my head's torn up and the world's a plastic mushroom, and I'm crawling on my face. Everything is cool, because he's there digging me.
Fate sticks out a foot to trip you.
Who you been loving since I've been gone?
A long, tall man with a red coat on.
Good for nothing, baby, you've been doing me wrong.
Who you been loving since I've been gone? You've been loving since I've been gone.
Who's been playing around with you?
A real cool cat with eyes of blue.
Trifling, baby, are you been true?
Who's been fooling around with you? Who's been fooling around with you?
Somebody saw you at the break of day, dining and a dancing in the cabaret. He was long and tall, he had plenty of cash. He had a red Cadillac and a black mustache. He held your hand and he sang you a song.
Who you been loving since I've been gone? Who you been loving since I've been gone?
Good day, dining and a dancing in the cabaret. He
all had plenty of cash. He had a red Cadillac and a black mustache. He held your hand and he sang you a song.
Who you been loving since I've been gone? Who you been loving since I've been gone? Who you been loving since I've been gone?
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
Yep. This is the Hound. We're almost through. We're getting there, Andy. We're getting there. We'll be home soon.
Okay.
That was Warren. That was our combination blues and hillbilly hangover. So pull your head out of that porcelain god and straighten up while I tell you what you just heard. That was Warren Smith with Red Cadillac and Black Mustache. That's a good version of it. That's not the one you usually hear. It's another different one. Yeah. Big Boy crewed up with I'm Gonna Dig Myself a Hole. Ernie Chafin with Feeling Low. Willie Nix with Truckin' Little Woman. Ernest Tubb with Kansas City Blues. We opened up with Slim Harpo and I've Been Your Good Thing. Next week on the Hound Show, we got Howlin' Wolf's birthday. We're going to dig up his hole and drag him in here. Like one of those big brontosaurus skeletons.
We
got lots of rare Howlin' Wolf stuff. Bootleg stuff. Weird trash. German CD of made from acetates. Honest. And in 2 weeks, we have the Blonde Bomber from Dallas, Ronnie Dawson, Mr. Action Pack, will be here in person, and he'll be playing at Maxwell's.
Congratulations to him.
Yeah. And let's see, Friday night is Wild Girls Go-Go-Rama, 20 fabulous swinging go-go girls on the boardwalk.
That's at, Beltway Parkway, Exit 6.
The Belt Parkway.
Oops.
Sorry, exit 6, or call 718-372-5159 for that and more information on that. And we can plug the FMU benefit next week because that's people will forget about it by then. And I don't know. Should we try calling Bruce?
What the hey?
I don't think I have the phone number. I might have one of those Elvis's Wait on Another Planet. I'll tell you what.
He's probably got the guitar turned up so loud he wouldn't hear the phone anyway.
Nah, he'd hear it. Let's see. If I have the phone number, we'll call. And we'll try to get Bruce to to give us a vibe.
He'd be so happy to know that we couldn't last a week without him.
No, it's been really 3 weeks, but he hasn't been here in a while.
Seems like a
week. Hey, we have the number here. Okay. Now that I know how to dial out on this phone and get it on the air.
A real problem.
Yeah, I'm wailing.
No more news stories. Just phone calls.
Yeah. I don't know.
Send us your number. We'll call you.
Let's see. Let's try this one more time.
Send us your telephone credit card number. And we'll call Mars.
Whoa. We got a busy signal.
Ooh.
We got a busy signal before we stopped dialing.
Oh, that's a bad sign.
Yeah.
Sign from the gods. Ladies and gentlemen, Bruce has left the house.
Well, let's see if he's there.
One ringy-ding.
Mojo.
Is Bruce there?
Speaking.
You're on the air. This is the Hound.
Hello, Hound.
Well, we ran
out of the radio family.
Yes. Well, you know, we didn't get a vibe report today, and I left my news folder at home. We have nothing to say.
We're lonely.
Yeah.
We're lonely.
What's going on in the guitar store?
Oh, not much.
How's the twang?
A guy that had a Gibson Modern, which is a very sort of trapezoidal-shaped old Gibson guitar, kind of like that one that Sonny Burgess played, came through and celebrated his new acquisition by bringing in a bunch of wine coolers. It's the first time I'd ever tried those.
Ooh. What flavor did you get?
I think I got a couple bottles in there. Hey, Mark, what do those bottles say on them? In the garbage there?
He's got a good vibe going, a wine cooler head.
What's the
nose
what does like?
That say? Hang on a sec.
I seem to remember a great conversation we heard one time about the merits of champagne and wine cooler.
Really
pardon me?
Champagne.
Remember in Liquors of Distinction, it was like, went something like this. Well, champagne come in gold and pink, but cooler come in all different flavors.
Yo, guess me the club size gold and champagne. Well, I'll pay you later. What we had was
you mix
them
together, you
flavor,
get champagne.
Believe it or not.
What flavor was that?
Chablis flavor?
Yeah, it was a naive domestic
what's
wine cooler with no
one,
breeding at all, but I was amused by its presumption.
Yeah. Mm, and we're amused by
you're
it,
a
too.
Presumptive kind of guy.
Ooh. There you go.
Well, that's quite a vibe.
Yeah, well,
hey, you wanna,
I'm not thirsty anymore.
You want to oink a little? You got a guitar handy?
No, not really, but Mark will take requests. What do you want to hear?
What gauge strings is he?
Cavalier Rusticana.
Pardon me?
Cavalier Rusticana. All right. No Abbott and Costello fans around here?
No.
Tell him to play anything he wants.
Hey, Mark. Play something loud. You're on the air. I want to hear a Broadway show tune myself.
Yeah, that would be good, a Broadway show tune.
Yeah. Hello, Dolly.
Theme from Exodus?
No.
Uh-oh. Name that tune. Show tune illiterates here.
Is that coming in?
Yeah. Oh, he cracked. He hit that high note and cracked your champagne bottle.
You dropped
is that,
it. You
is
bought
that
it.
Happen?
This is the house. We have a line to the studio now.
Oh.
Whoa, hey,
yeah.
Oh, the party line on the air now,
yeah,
I guess,
you can
huh?
Have a party line on the air.
So who am I talking
to? Who is the party to which I'm speaking?
It sounds like.
Oh, hi, Babette.
Hi, how are you?
Oh.
Brian just said he took this phone up, so he said, here, try this.
I'll tell you what, can you do the radio show from the house?
I suppose. We don't have any turntables.
Oh.
Well, how about a.
Turn on the radio.
I have a ghetto blaster.
Folks, they don't have any turntables.
How about a community sink?
It's the most incredible kitchen I've ever seen.
It is a beautiful kitchen.
When's the next barbecue?
I don't know.
Is Ken still out on the boat, or is he hanging out over there?
Ken's not here today. I guess he's still. Ken's listening. He's dialed in, says Brian.
Uh-oh.
Oh, okay. So, Hound, I guess the S&F words are out for the day.
Yeah,
well.
Your P's and Q's.
That's the only thing we didn't screw up today. We didn't say, you know what.
You know. Well, I'll leave you back there. Just
any silence.
Yeah, this is just confusing me, too.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, thanks for the vibe, Bill Bruch.
No sweat,
bye-bye.
Hound. I'm always happy to oblige.
Okay, guy.
I'll be
and
back before you know it.
And thank you, Babette. Bye-bye.
So long.
Give us that hang-up tone.
There you go. Oh, yeah, we didn't get that.
Man.
Yeah, we didn't get the hang-up tone.
that tone.
The call from the house really threw me off. Oh, boy.
What
anyway, so now we've got another reason to play another record. This guy, Ronnie Dawson, he's up next. He's got a new record out. Newly recorded, but it sounds like an oldly recorded. It's called, what's it called? It's got a really bad cover, ugly cover, still a lot of rhythm. Bad title,
and
bad cover,
good
music, though.
He owes it all to jogging 5 miles a day and drinking mineral water and eating macrobiotically.
And smoking the Chiba.
Still be a rockabilly guy in 1989.
You think?
That's what he says.
Oh, anyway, this one's called Rockin' Dog. There it is.
I'm a dog. So I took a little kitten out on a date. Man, she's something special, man, like it was great. But when we get home, I walk to her door. She started looking at me like I was a big boy. Her eyes started bugging out just like a frog. Now, wait a minute, Daddy, now don't kiss dogs. Rockin' dog. Yeah, rockin' dog. Wait a minute, Daddy. You're no cat. You're a dog. Reputation as a rockin' dog, rockin' dog. Rockin' dog. I got to quit sitting like a bump on a log. I got a reputation as a rockin' dog.
This year's one I got a lot of requests for, but I'm gonna do it anyway. Okay.
Well, never like a woman. Always flirt and can't stand to see one in a real tight skirt. Cause that move me. Yeah, that move me.
arms apart. Tight skirts really crack me up. Well, the second thing I can't stand is a woman who begs. And can't stand to see one with some big fine legs. Cause that move me. That move me. Well, it's you, the dog's a pup. Big legs really crack me up. Well, I hit on a chick trying to be funny. She said, don't waste my time if you don't have no money. Cause that move me. Yes, you know money move her. She said she was a dog to pup. Dead president really crack up. And wearing a big tight dress for that movement. Yeah, that movement. Well, the shoes, the dogs, a pup. Tight dress really crack me up.
Well, I believe I'll do y'all's favorite song. Goes like this here.
Now, this is a new screw-up even for me. I put the cart in upside down. Let's try this one more time. Boy, I shouldn't have got out of bed today.
This is a hit!
Thank you. Turntable spinning. I think something's happening. Okay.
Cop 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 2, 4, 6, 8, 20, 2, 4. 6, 8, 30, come to 100. Have a hot baby, don't say goodbye to me. I
know you're mad, 'cause I was wrong, but that's no reason to say so now. Have a hot baby, don't say goodbye to me. Count 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 2, 4, 6, 8, 20, 2, 4, 6, 8, 30. Count 200 to love. Have a hot baby, don't say goodbye to me. If we broke up, you know you'd die. Oh, don't deny it, 'cause so would I. Have a hot baby, don't say goodbye to me. Count 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 2, 4, 6, 8, 20, 2, 4, 6, 8, 30. Count 200 to love. Have a hot baby, don't say goodbye to me. I said I'm sorry, so hold me tight. Have a hot baby, don't say goodbye to me. Count 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 2, 4, 6, 8, 20, 2, 4, 6, 8, 30. Count 200, true love. Have a hot baby, don't say goodbye to me. I want you to have hold me tight. So please forgive me and love me right. Have a hot baby, don't say goodbye to me.
I've been looking into this rock and roll stuff, and believe me, what I see disgusts me.
Thank you.
How can you answer? Well, look who just let in for a round of platter chatter. None other than Little Richard.
Hi, Gene Noble. How the old disc jerky?
Spinning, Little Richard. But let's talk about you. How's the latest disc movie?
Frantic, Gene, frantic. I just hope the cats out there enjoy listening as much as I enjoy singing for them.
I'm sure they do, Little Richard. Now, answer me this. You travel around the country all the time. What hairdressing do the girl cats, the little fillies, like best?
Man, that's easy. Everywhere I go, the girls seem to go in a big way for royal crown hairdressing. And you know something? I goes for the girls with that royal crown look. Cause, man, huh, she's got it.
Incidentally, our sponsor's a Jew, Mr. Goldie. Mr. Goldie has put out a great thing, the King Kong hair straightener. A lot of you cats, you know, have the frightening wigs. So this puts it down, man. I mean, oh, so much. That's how you get the white chicks. Well, I...
keep me worried, bothered all the time. You know, Polly, put your kitten on, kitten on, kitten on, kitten on. Polly, put your kitten on all the time. Red but good enough for anybody. Red but good enough for me. Polly, put your kitten on, kitten on, kitten on. Polly, put your kitten on all the time. Red butter, good enough for anybody. Red butter, good enough for me.
Meanwhile, back in the States.
Yep, well, we got to play a lot of records today, even if we blew it completely otherwise in that rather lengthy set we heard of. That was Dr. Russ with Polly Put the Kettle On. That's a, Sun record thing that just came out like a week ago in Japan, never before released. You can get that at a Hideout. Oh, great. Tons of great Japanese Sun imports over there right now. Get them fast. Hideout on Cornelia Street. Oh, what else did we hear? Counting backwards. Little Richard, Directly From My Heart to You. The only Little Richard record with a guitar solo. That and Bama Lama Loo, but that doesn't count because it came 5 years later. Baby Sticks with Pygmy. Don Willis with Boppin' High School Baby. The Belvedere's Pepper Hot Baby. The Sabres with Spider Walk. That goes out to Andy here. That's his favorite. You tore your mic down. That's why I'm not hearing anything. Floyd Dixon with Tight Skirts. Ronnie Dawson, Rockin' Dog. Next week, Howlin' Wolf birthday party. Don't forget the Wild Girl Go-Go-Rama out in Coney Island. Right, and Laurie S. is up next. The Lord, the Crick, you know. Later.
Sean.